Giordano Bruno's cow is covered in snow, and yesterday there was only two stalls open on the market in Campo dei Fiori. All the nearby news agents were closed, and naturally my Saturday treat of a paper copy of The Economist and IHT did not happen. Rome is covered in snow, and along with all the white stuff, there is a heavy covering of polemics. The streets are silent, but there is the strident sound of bucks being passed. For those of us lucky enough to be at home, warm and with a full fridge and store cupboard, and with nothing pressing to force us outside, we can enjoy the once-in-a-generation view of an ancient and ecclesiastic monuments in alpine garb. We had had a week's warning that snow and cold weather were coming, and on Friday morning I thought I would be very clever and do some chores in the country, buy fruit and vegetables, wine, and supermarket shopping. I'd be back home before the snow arrived in late afternoon. The rain began about midday, but all was fine until we reached a short but steep hill. The rain turned to sleet and then snow, and after a climb of 50 meters, it was clear that a car with summer tires was not going to make it. We retreated and did the shopping. One of the stops was at a newish greengrocer, a Moroccan, I think, who sells fruit, which is as good as or better than the supermarket. Most of it for either 1 euro or 50 cents per kilo. Whatever it is, and at times when most of their shops are closed. He is one tiny example of the effects of immigrant enterprise. He offered me some strawberries on top of the usual. I turned up my nose at the idea of strawberries in February. They taste of nothing. Try one, he said, offering me a succulent berry, which even in the cold gave off a delicious perfume. The taste matched the smell, and I bought half a dozen punnets. The journey home was fraught. 50 kilometers in 4 hours. Much of it stopped while those in front tried to negotiate gentle inclines, inappropriately shod. And then trying to do it myself, sliding everywhere and hoping not to careen into a similarly out-of-control neighbor. We were very lucky. Many were not. Some spent 8 to 12 hours in trains or traffic jams. One train was stopped for a full 24 hours. Heavy lorries have been stopped on many motorways. A Bulgarian driver interviewed explained that in his country the roads were perfectly down to negative 30 degrees and ended with a dismissive Italia catastrofe. Not quite fair. It would be absurd to equip Rome for crises which happen every 27 years. The last serious snow was in 1987, and any city administration would be rightly accused of corruption if they kept snow plows and chains for this type of emergency. We don't live in Bulgaria, or St. Petersburg, or Toronto. But the level of lack of preparation was staggering. There was no salt or sand, or rather there was, but no one knew where or how to apply it, and when to apply it. So far, it has not been very cold in town, only a little below freezing at night, so a little salt would have gone a long way. Instead, the mayor blamed the weather forecast. Like me, he thought it would come later in the afternoon and that there would be less of it. But I was risking my car and my comfort for myself. He was risking the whole city. Classes were canceled at all schools, but the schools were left open. Increasing traffic and the difficulties when the snow did come. It was a pathetic performance made worse by sniping between the mayor and the civil protection authority, each blaming the other for not being prepared. No one said that it was the wrong kind of snow, like British Rail in 1991, but they did blame the messenger. The forecast was for 10 to 15 millimeters of rain, said the mayor. Apparently no one in Campidoglio knew that a millimeter of water becomes a centimeter of snow if the temperature drops a few degrees. For a week, the whole country had been told that we would have a cold weekend. Once again, a little bit of thought would have made a lot of difference. It was all very Roman, but not only, and for my part, as one of the lucky ones. I have had strawberries and snow, a very un-Roman combination, but all the more enjoyable for that.